And we are here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This is Tate Servance. This news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For a reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. And the Ace Hardware in Bad Axe is looking for the owner of a gray cat wearing a blue collar as it has walked into Ace Hardware. If it is your cat, you are welcome to come and get it or give them a call. And next up, Bay City Police report that 16-year-old Juliana Chambers has been found safe 5 days after she was reported missing from her home. According to Bay City Public Safety Captain Nathan Webster, Chambers was located Tuesday, December 16th, following a search that began after she was last seen late Wednesday night, December 10th, or early Thursday morning, December 11th. Authorities determined that the incident was a runaway case and confirmed that no foul play was involved. Webster said the case is now closed. A former Michigan Lutheran Seminary teacher from Saginaw is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly engaging in a sexual relationship with a student, according to court records. Authorities say 31-year-old Carl Boder has been charged with 9 counts, including third and fourth degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student, child sexually abusive activity, possession and distribution of sexually explicit materials, and using a computer to commit a crime. Investigators say the case began when the victim's parent reported discovering inappropriate online messages between Boder and the student. Boder allegedly admitted to the relationship, resigned from the seminary, sold his home in Saginaw, and moved to Wisconsin before being extradited back to Michigan. Boder is being held in the Saginaw County Jail on a $1 million bond. And we will be right back with your last news update for the hour after this brief advertisement.
Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps available on the market today. Call Jake's to see how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget.
This is Jake Sheher, owner of Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our customers for your support this year, and I look forward to serving you in the coming year. From my family to yours, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So depend on Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and Lennox Heating and Cooling products for your home's total comfort in every season.
Your day starts before the sun rises. Once your boots hit the ground, you head out to a field, a barn, or a tractor. As stewards of the land, you know anything worth doing is worth doing right. At Farm Bureau Insurance, we've always believed in and practiced this same philosophy. From heaving bales and weaning calves to spring seeding and fall harvests, it's all about an honest day's work. Knowing your insurance provider is rooted in Michigan offers comfort. At Farm Bureau Insurance, the experience you get with our local trusted advisors is different. From financial security to a helping hand, Farm Bureau understands the experience matters. Find an agent who can protect what matters to you.
Find your coverage in Bad Axe. Call Tim Fritz at 989-269-9445. Call Tim at 989-269-9445.
And we are back. During Monday's Bad Axe City Council meeting, the city's chief of police, Sean Weber, received a special memorial plaque in honor of police officer Ernie Peltier, who passed away recently. Weber was touched by the honor for a fellow officer and noted he appreciated the thoughtfulness. The presentation of the plaque was done during public comment at the beginning of the meeting that lasted about 30 minutes. In other matters, approval was given to spend $21,855 for a new system at the RAS building and to accept the $8,035 bid from Mauer Electric to install new LED lights at the tennis pickleball courts. Approval was also given to pay the bills that totaled $158,815. The council approved the reappointment of Kevin Richardson to the Central Huron Ambulance Board, and they accepted the applications for the Bad Axe Fire Association board member vacancy. The council also accepted applications for the Planning Commission board member vacancy that they had received so far. Applications for the commission seat will be accepted until December 30th. The final decision on that appointment is expected to be made at the first council meeting in January of 2026. The rest of the meeting was spent thanking the outgoing council members for their service and welcoming the incoming members while offering wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And your news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the thumb. And we will be back right after the extended forecast with your weather